Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's a war going on in the Allegheny County Courthouse, if you've been following along, and it's a one-man battle, quite frankly. A Milton Rayford, African-American attorney, now says he won't represent any of his clients in any of the courts in Allegheny County. Seriously. Until white privilege is eliminated. I talked to him this morning. He's in court. He couldn't do this. He says that Steve Zappala is a racist. The Allegheny County District Attorney's Office is racist. And he will not go back in court and represent any of his 200 clients until there's an apology. And he implicated Bill Diffenderfer and a number of other white privileged lawyers and judges, as he calls them, as part of this conspiracy in the continuation of white privilege and racism within the courthouse, the DA's office, and the justice system here. Hard to wrap your arms around all of it. Bill Diffenderfer, now one of the accused. I had to grab him. Diff, jump in here. The water is warm, sir.
Oh, my God. You know, I'll tell you, it is. I'll just start with this. You know, I mean, I get blindsided all the time, you know, with these things where I just go, where in the hell did that come from? And so if Milt wants that, you know, obviously he has made him a topic. So if he wants to open up his can of worms, I would invite your listeners to go back in time as to why he was disbarred and disciplined, and it involved all African Americans. I actually represented the girl who he damaged by committing fraud in the courthouse. He actually knowingly had a person come in representing that person was somebody else, and that somebody else was my client. And that person pled guilty stating she was my client, obviously giving a criminal record to my client, and on and on and on. Milt was in, obviously in a lot of trouble, and I would just say that I was very surprised when he was reinstated for the egregious fraud he committed on the court.
Diff, he calls the Allegheny County Courthouse a cesspool of white privilege.
Well, that Allegheny County Courthouse for Milt Rayford made him more money over his career. When he was a minute clerk with Judge Ross. When he passed the bar exam and went into practice with Mike Foglia, I think they had the number one practice in Allegheny County. I mean, he was killing it, making a hell of a lot of money.
So
at no time did I hear any of that stuff then, nor do I, you know. I mean, this stuff's just coming out of left field. And if you know, he's not being specific about anything. I mean, I would welcome, tell him right now, tell him to get on the radio with me, and he and I will go through a lot of things together. About what he did to this young African-American lady that I represented. Let's talk about all this stuff, and let's talk about him being reinstated, and let's talk about all the judges overlooking, and as far as I can see, they all really like the guy. I mean, to the contrary, in other words, I've only seen him be treated with complete respect, and I even, you know, I mean, I thought I had a good relationship with him as well. You know, obviously, let bygones be bygones. But this ranting that he's going on, look, what Steve Zappala did was completely off. I mean, out of this world as well. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking of.
Right.
I actually heard from a DA that he actually put my name out there one time not to have plea agreements with. I think it's more of a power thing with Steve Zappala. How dare you cross him than a race thing. But, you know, because I am obviously Caucasian and I'm white, I don't see it, and I defend predominantly the African American community, who I love and I'm very committed to.
You do,
but I don't want to sit on any kind of soapbox with that because I mean, obviously, it's very sensitive, and I'm sure there still is, and there is racism that goes on with police departments and maybe some of the individual DAs. But overall, I have no idea what Milt Rayford's talking about, and frankly, from listening to him, I don't think he does either.
So Diff, Bill Diff and Durfer, we go way back.
Yeah.
Probably the best criminal defense attorney in this town, and there's a long list of really good ones. So Diff, the notion is that it's a cesspool of white privilege, the courthouse, and the notion is that men like you have access to that because you're white and you're privileged, and you have been named. How do you respond, sir?
That's a disgusting lie, and he knows it. You know what, Marty, let's just do this. Put him on the radio with me. Let's the three of us talk. Because he's got to explain what he's talking about, and he's got to back it up because he can't. You know, when he was disbarred with his church and a lot of things, and I've gotten a lot of his ex-clients, if he wants to start talking to him, he's the one that opened this can of worms.
He did.
And I would gladly go on the radio and talk with him about what's going on in this town. Now, look, again, I want to reiterate. There could be racism, there could be this, there could be that. But the cesspool and the allegations he's making are offensive, they're false, and maybe a guy just jumping on an opportunity to revive his practice. I don't know.
Hey, but Diff, he says he represents 200 clients. How the hell do they get fair representation now? No, really, this is bad for them.
Well, you know what? I mean, do you want my real opinion on that?
Yes, sir.
You want my real opinion?
Of course.
Knowing the bench the way I do, knowing the quality of judges that we really have, and I'll go through every one of the courtrooms, he'll probably get better treatment. You hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
Because they'll be incredibly sensitive to that, and that's the way they are. You want to talk about any judge, and he better be ready. He better be ready to give examples. He better be ready to talk about specific judges, because I know them all, and he's full of crap.
And you say... You say, give me one example, Milt, of one African-American client who didn't get a fair shake.
Dare he talk about Judge Manning? When Judge Manning got in trouble, they did statistics of all of his sentences and pleas, and the reverse was true. Actually, African-Americans got more favorable treatment by Judge Manning years ago, years and years ago.
Yes, sir.
I want him to be specific and talk about one of his cases where this happened. Give a real life example rather than this glossing over with current events and the state of all the stuff that's going on. Rather than jumping on that bandwagon with blurry allegations, let's get specific and talk about real life, and let's talk about real cases, and let's talk about real judges, Milt.
It's very, very unusual for you to step out like this, to be so emotional and so personal.
It's wrong. Now look, Zappala's wrong too. I'm not defending Steve Zappala.
Yes, sir.
What he did to Milt was ridiculous. I mean, I don't know where he's coming from.
Right.
But this stuff of a cesspool of racist white privilege is so damn offensive to me, and it's so untrue. How dare he make those allegations? Get him on the damn radio, Marty.
All right.
Let's get specific about things, and let's talk about his past and what this courthouse has done for him individually. Made him a rich guy. Until he committed fraud on the court that I would have never been able to practice again if I did what he did.
Bill Diffenderfer, thank you, sir. I appreciate you, man.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.